life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.
Thanks for listening. I'm Brian Smith, and I've been on holiday, and this, finally, is episode 44 of Dynamite in the Brain, the podcast that loves anime and hates fun. As always, I'm joined by my co-host. He's been wondering where Wayne Brady is. It's Anthony Askew.
Hello, Brian.
Hello, Anthony. He was on an episode of Psych recently.
Oh, and was he good?
He was good.
Whose line,
yes.
Legendary good?
Well, he was acting.
Right.
He was playing a reality TV show host.
I can see him doing that very convincingly.
In one of the better episodes of Psych this season. It came back strong after its break, and it's kind of fizzled out a bit in the last two episodes.
Need more Wayne Brady. That's the easy answer.
They had Wayne Brady in one. They had French Stewart from Third Rock from the Sun in another.
Oh, all right.
Because he was, and they did pull double duty because he was in the Community the same week, I think.
Uh-huh.
Or at least within a week when he was playing the French Stewart impersonator.
Ah, Community. But we're not here to talk about
No,
US
we're here
stuff.
To record a podcast we've already recorded.
I know, it's... I'm not reluctant, but there's a little part of me that is reluctant, but I'm going to have fun doing this.
Well, yeah, it's been almost 2 weeks since we recorded it. So
it was. So I don't even remember what we said.
Fire back in our bellies. yes, so this weekend is Kitacon, and this is our Kitacon preview episode, where we'll talk you through the weekend's events, at least the ones we're interested in going to. So where you might see us in our glorious faces.
You make it sound like people are going to be kind of, can I have a picture? Can I have a picture with you? Oh, that would be eerie. But I would appreciate that. That'd be right up my street of, you know...
But we're not. Well, are you cosplaying? Did you get your?
I'm not cosplaying, but I do have a. That's right, well, I'm wearing a mask. I'm going to arrive on the Friday night in a mask, so I'm hoping people don't know it's me. I'll give them a scare. I know it's not Halloween, but it's a creepy mask that will be used for the Street Fighter Third Strike cosplay that will be happening at SummerCon, AmiCon. But we're not going to spoil that yet, because Brian's not even going to be there.
I'm not, no. You might have somebody else to do that episode with you.
What? Oh, no. Oh, God. Well, you could say what you would have wanted to go to. Could be done. Could be done.
I don't think that'd be fair. Yeah, so Friday, you've got a job, so you're not going to get there till late in the evening.
Yeah, probably about half ten at night. So I expect you're still awake at that time, Brian, to greet me with open arms.
Possibly.
Oh, that'd be nice. That'd be sweet.
It wasn't like, I mean, the problem I had last time was Saturday night when I went back to my room to take my stuff up, put my feet up for a bit after I'd done my panel, and then just fell asleep.
As you do.
So starting early. I think they start a video program. The first thing is at 11 o'clock. I will not be there at that time.
You will be, I'd imagine. Except those Thursday babies, yeah. I like to call this.
Yeah, so I think it's kind of hard to tell on this schedule because there's no lines going across. Oh, if you track it, so that tells you where everything is.
Oh.
Yeah, so 12 o'clock, there's Lupin the Third, Secret of Mamo, which I wouldn't mind seeing in the company of others. So if I'm there that early, I might go and see that. However, the likelihood of that being the case is... very unlikely.
How are you getting there? You driving?
Well,
train,
I was planning on driving, but I'm only an hour in now because train would be cheaper.
Well, that's answered your own question. And, yes, you're restricted to times, but...
Yeah, and I might have to find somebody's room to leave me suitcase in on Sunday.
Right.
But I shall see. But at the same time, if I take the car, that means I'm less restricted in what I can bring with me.
Is that a good thing? That means you're not bringing loads of crap. I always overpack for cons.
I normally underpack, as I think I might have mentioned on a previous episode. I once came with pretty much what I was carrying. No luggage at all. I think a bag with some t-shirts in, and that was it. And then I went to Primark and bought changes of clothes there.
Well, it works. It works.
And boots to get a toothbrush and toothpaste.
I could have done without that, I'm sure. As if you've ever been to a con, people get away with lots of hygiene.
I'm trying to think.
That's blown out of proportion.
It's been a while since. I mean, I'd say the dealer's room is possibly the only time. Some dealer's rooms, not even all dealer's rooms. I think it's just a poorly ventilated dealer room is perhaps the only place you really get some sort of con stink going on in each case. At least I don't. That's the last time I remember. I mean, I think it might have been worse in the 90s, but I think in general, the hygiene of con attendees is. It's gone up and the smelliness is over-exaggerated.
It's a long-running joke that's not particularly that funny anymore. Really.
It's not. And also, it's like, does anybody ever hear, are the sort of people who are not going to wear deodorant or wash, are they really the sort of people who are going to be affected by sarcastic remarks aimed that way?
Yep, it's no. Pretty much a
they're scumbags
shield
all
of
it.
Crap that, yeah, protects themselves.
Yeah, so it's just people making themselves feel good by going, oh, you're sneering, smelly bastards. Yeah.
So come on, give us a time, estimated time you're going to arrive, because I want to see if you keep to it.
Well, let me think. So I normally plan to leave the house at 10. I normally actually leave the house at 11. So
get out of bed an hour earlier and you'll be fine.
It's not work, so I'm going to have the impetus.
What, are you going to have an hour lie-in just because you're not at work? Is that, well, again,
two hours lie-in. I'm trying to think. So it's supposed to be an hour and a half drive up, so allow about 45 minutes on top of that. So I guess maybe 2-3 o'clock.
Lucky bugger. That's all I'm saying, because as Brian's pointed out, I work now, so I'm going to be knee-deep in work stuff at that time.
Whereas I'm working 2 days this week. Woohoo.
Terrible. So when you arrive, what's the first thing you do? Talk.
I shall probably... Well, if... I mean, it's check-in supposed to be at 3 for the hotel, but last year it was as well, and I checked in earlier than that. So I'd probably check in, then go and get registered.
Are you the kind of con-goer that kind of turns up and has the kind of... their reality masks on until they get the con badge, and then the kind of...
Oh,
like...
yes. Sometimes, right. And this may be the case, sometimes I shall turn up. I don't normally wear a suit jacket to work, but sometimes I've been known to turn up to cons wearing a suit jacket just so I get better treatment from the hotel. And I'm expecting better treatment from the hotel because I booked not through the convention. I booked it separately myself. So I'm not part of the proles at the con.
Have you paid more for that room, though?
I've paid £10 more. So I'm part of the proper hotel guests.
Real people rooms.
Yeah, I'm a real person. I'm a normal human being. So if they do it again like they did last year, where they usher off the con people into a different room for breakfast because they want to upset the normal people, I'm demanding to go into the proper breakfast room. Because I am a normal person. I paid to be normal. £10 worth of normalcy, please.
And what's the perks of the normal room, the normal breakfast room?
It's just nicer, and you don't get, like, put on a tiny little card table like I did. Because the first day last year, I went into the normal room. I think the second time I came down with my con badge on, you see. That is my mistake. I think.
That's like a big bright light that says, look at me.
Look at me, usher me into a side room where people can't see us. Yeah.
Wow.
And serve things up on, like, those little, is it saldabans they call them, those hot plate things?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that was a name, but I have worked with a hot plate before, and no, I did not burn myself. Like,
yeah, the saldabans ones are the ones where it's heated by water, if I remember correctly.
Oh, right.
Where it's not like a hot plate, they're just keeping stuff cooked elsewhere warm.
Oh, right. Yeah.
They're never actually hot. Just sort of lukewarm.
Ugh, I hate beans from those things.
So then, let me see. Is there anything I want to do before 6 o'clock? No. No, well, there's a big gap between... So you've got loop on the 3rd at 12. You've got Ghost in the Shell Solid State Society at 2.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Game Central is open, so I might pop my head in there. Do you know what sort of games they're going to have there?
After speaking any words
on the street?
Directly from the horse's mouth, there's going to be beat 'em ups there, as expected. The Rock Band kind of things. Apparently someone's got that One Piece Dynasty Warriors game.
Oh, there you go. Then, so I may well be in there. Then yeah. Kiwi go play that.
If he's dropped it off at that point, I'm unaware. But there is a guy bringing that along from the forum. So that's right up Bryan Street.
It is. It contains two of my favourite things:
One Piece and Dynasty Warriors.
Yes, that is correct.
Mm.
So what's on the? It's a lot of the usual, a bunch of first and second episodes of things.
Well. I'm looking at the video room stuff, and at 10 p.m. it has Hellsing Ultimate episode 1 followed by Hellsing Ultimate episode 2. So people are going to go and watch that and not buy my DVDs. That's basically.
Well, they know they might go and see it, and then on Saturday they'll go, "We like that so much," and then see it on the bring and buy table, and go, "Woo, let's go buy that."
That's true. But apparently the bring and buy drop off is Friday morning, ish.
Yeah. So, but you could normally drop things off during Saturday as well.
Good.
No, I would guess you could do that. You normally can. But I don't think either of those are like a full hour, are they? They're in like 45 minutes or something.
Yes.
One of those annoying ones where you watch the first episode and then you got to wait 15 minutes before you can watch the second.
Mm-hmm. And it is pretty good, Hellsing Ultimate, as well.
So I'm assuming everything I don't know the name of is some sort of live action film.
Like which? Throw one out.
Hansel and Gretel. Light Revolution.
No clue.
Crows Zero. I think that's based on the comic, but I think that's live action. Wushu. Yeah. No idea. Yeah, but at 6 o'clock or 6:30, I can't quite tell from this, is Action Castle, which is something which Elliot Page did last year. It's like a live-action text adventure where people take turns to make a decision on behalf of this fictional game character who's stuck inside some sort of text adventure.
And you said that was a lot of fun last
year. It was a lot of fun last year, yeah. And I think we might have an extra half hour this year, so that should help.
And what time does that start?
Starts at 6:30. Yeah, 6:30 to 8 by the looks of things.
I'll be stepping on a train at that point in time. Just rubbing it in, you know, that nothing to
hear. Let me just check when this... I think at 9:30 in that same room, something I might be interested in watching is Gantz Live Action and Gantz Perfect Answer, which I think is the sequel, isn't it?
Could be.
I'm curious to see them, but I don't want to actually pay to buy them until I actually see how good they are. So that might be an opportunity to check it out.
Mm. And what? There's something else that's on at the same time as potentially the sequel, and that is Escape from Vampire Island. I don't know what that is, but
I have no idea either. I imagine it's involving some people escaping from Vampire Island. Ah, here we go. Higanjima, 2009 film.
Oh, I thought it was a panel for some reason, but that makes more sense. It's not.
No, I think they're running films in those rooms as well. The other things which I might pop into is, say, if Action Castle something goes wrong or it's far too busy, I may look in at the pub quiz, and if karaoke, if Gantz is just appalling, I may walk out and check out the karaoke.
Who's running the karaoke?
I do not know.
Because who you'd expect to be running it isn't. So I don't know who's taking it over. But anyway, at this point in time, if presuming you've finished Gantz, you've stuck with it, I will be arriving. I will be getting off that train, getting a taxi to the hotel, and I'll be raring to go.
Lazy bastard.
What do you mean?
It's not very far.
I'm actually very... What's the word? I get scared by big cities, public transport.
You're not in a city.
Birmingham?
Yeah, but you're not in the city. You're at you're at the airport.
Well, I'll speak to you at the end of regardless. Trains are boring, and discussing train times are more boring. So
you can just get off the train and walk through the NEC. And
I don't get off that train.
Do you not?
No, no, I'm in the centre. I get off elsewhere anyway.
Okay, well, you know, I thought you'd be chained onto that train.
Well, that's what I'll ask you at the end. But
I think you're making life incredibly complicated for yourself.
Probably. That's how I roll.
More expensive for yourself.
Oh, yeah, taxis aren't nice. I'll be arriving and kind of doing the meet and greet, saying hello to people. Hopefully Brian will, if he's watching Gantz, he'll come out and come and find me and say hello. What? That's funny about that. I can see Brian laughing hard. I hope you do, Brian. It would be nice, as I've said. But I'll probably be celebrating with a celebratory drink, and then I might go to Late Night with Chris Patton.
Well, first of all, you'll have to go and find somebody to get your registration.
That's a good thing, but I might have an inside man who will grab my badge for when I arrive, you see. I'm important. Well, not really, but Late Night with Chris Patton, it might be a laugh. I forget who Chris Patton is.
I told you last time we recorded, he's the former governor of Hong Kong.
Well, I know we have discussed who he was, but I can't remember whether I've seen him live before, and by that I mean another late night panel with a voice
actor. He's got a very moody, MySpace-style Wikipedia photo.
I don't know.
He is an American voice actor who works on anime for Funimation Entertainment, ADV Films, Seraphim Digital, and Okratron 5000, apparently, according to his Wikipedia page.
You know what that is?
I have no idea what Okratron 5000 is.
But I'll probably pop
the link. The link links you to... I don't know. No idea. It's an audio production company. There we go.
But I don't know in what mood I'll go in, because will I be in a heckly mood or will I be in a nice normal person? I think I'll be in a nice normal person mood and just go and enjoy it, and hopefully it's fun. So then I don't know what time I'm going to bed. So Saturday, what are we doing?
Saturday, yeah. So things kick off for me. I'm trying to think here. What would I might go and watch Trigun Badlands Rumble at 10. So I've not seen that yet.
Yeah. See, had I been going to the con for the full weekend, I would have certainly considered getting up early and stuff, but I'm going to kind of make the most of the evenings, and that usually involves in a bit of a lie-in.
So you're going to miss out on your fan fiction panel that you were talking about going to.
Oh, well, that's
when
a good
first
point,
recorded
actually.
This podcast.
Yeah, see.
Did you find your fan fiction you said you were?
Well, I may as well tell the tale. I have not found it, unfortunately, but I was intrigued by the fan fiction panel, and it kind of reminded me when I was younger, I wrote a Dragon Ball Z fan fiction. And that involved, what was the name? It was basically a whole new saga, and it's embarrassing thinking back. And it's only about a page and a half long, but it's very dense.
You should record it, and then we can put that out as a bonus episode.
Oh, that'd be good, I tell you. Because obviously I did no dialogue, because it's just raw story treatment. It's hefty. It's hefty. Could you hear a horn tooting outside my house?
I did hear a horn tooting.
Right, so okay.
I recorded ice cream vans before. So.
Just thrills and spills of England, I suppose. But no, I'm kind of intrigued by the fan fiction panel. But let's be serious. I'm not going to be active. I'll be active, but not enough to be wanting to go to a fan fiction panel. Sorry.
Now I notice when I drag my selection over Saturday's schedule, there's an empty thing, but when you drag it over, it reveals that it's called Gaga.
What, is this some kind of bonus panel?
I don't know. It's in the Game Central section.
Ooh, this is this is like a strange...
It's a mystery ghost event.
Oh, that would be brilliant. Gaga. That's got to be there by mistake. Someone has.
Yeah, possibly. Or they haven't properly. They're using last year's schedule, because there was something called Lady. Something involving Lady Gaga on last year's schedule, wasn't there? One of the discos had Lady Gaga in the name, I think.
So I reckon
Lady Gaga on loop or something.
That was it. But I think someone's copied and pasted some of the tables, and when they've tried to delete the text, it's deleted the box, and they've just thought, oh, we'll hide this by turning the white text.
It's the Kidicon conspiracy theory right here. It had to be how it happened. Yeah, so if I'm going to see Trigun Badlands Rumble, then that means I won't be able to go to Banzai Jump 2 and later upset the people who ran it by telling them it wasn't very good on this podcast.
Oh, see, I would like you to go to that because, as I've said before in the past, I've had a lot of slap wrists regarding that. A few people have came up and had words.
Well, they should have done their panel better first time.
Ooh, that was him that said it, not me. I'm not responsible. Dealer's room, you're going to pop in? Because obviously the dealer's room is open at this point in time.
Oh, yeah, I opened at 9 or something, didn't it, all those things. Yeah. Yes, probably. I've got some money to spend.
But people queue for the dealer's room. So no doubt you'll not get in for, like, well, a while.
Well, at the same time, though, there'll be a lot of people who were like you, nursing hangovers in bed. So sometimes the queues aren't always that bad.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I've noticed the queues have got less bad. I remember it used to be really, even like when it was like cons were only running to 300. I'm sure I remember like seeing longer queues than you see now at these 1,000-person cons.
Mm.
And part of that's due to the dealers' rooms being much bigger. And also, I think also part of it is there's plenty of other places during the year that you can pick up your anime.
But yeah, I think people's picked up on that.
It doesn't become like this is your one chance to buy anime videos until the next con turns around.
That's a good point. I wonder how much money they turn over in a dealer's room for a weekend. Intriguing. But at this point in time, at 12 o'clock, to be precise, if I'm scanning along it correctly.
I think that's right. Yeah.
I am co-hosting. I'm helping run and also partaking in the Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition 2012 tournament. And I'm not expecting to win it because with working, I've kind of, as I was saying to Brian another time, I've kind of prioritized my free time. And that doesn't involve playing games all the time. So I'm out of practice, basically. But no, that should be a lot of fun. Don't think, oh, it's a tournament. There's just going to be people who are really good at the game. I'm going to look crap. Because it's just a bit of fun anyway. You know, it's just fun. So, Brian, if you're free, get yourself along. Join in. What do you reckon?
I'm trying to think what else is on at that time. Well, I may go and check out... I may go and investigate, might be the better way to describe it, what Rolf's Cartoon Club is.
I'm assuming
that Rolf Harris is not going to be here. It's not been mentioned on the list of guests of honour. So I am curious. Now, is that curiosity or morbid fascination? One of those two. As to what that is and what it will involve. And so if that's great, I may stay and watch it all the way through. Otherwise, I may nip into Elliot Page's other panel, Anime 101. Now, admittedly, I'm probably not the audience for that, but I'm interested to see how he does it and show support as well.
That's nice. And Elliot Page, if you're listening, follow me back on Twitter. I don't like following people and not being followed back.
Desperate. We'll go after another Twitter mention.
enough of my Twitter habits. I would actually like to go to that Anime 101 panel because, I don't know, I would like to see whether is he going to think, like, what kind of era is he treating as stuff to get you in anime? Is he going to, you know, treat it as, like, modern stuff, Bleach, you know, all that crap? Or is he going to take it back to the early days? How's he going to do it?
Yeah, and also, or is he going to just give you all the good stuff up front so then you're disappointed with everything else you watch afterwards?
It could well be the case. But I don't know if a Street Fighter tournament's going to be ended at this point in time. So I don't know. As for Rolf's Cartoon Club, I hope someone's doing an impression of Rolf Harris at the front. That would be... That would be good. I would like that.
And then starting at 2:30 is something we shall both be at, because yes, we're doing it. We're in charge.
I expect we're there.
It's
I hope you're there.
Armageddon. Yes, because I've got the clips.
Mm. That's a good point.
It'd be really bad if I was not there.
Oh, I would cry. I would cry. I'd have to improv stand-up routine. I would have to pull something out of the hat.
Well, don't worry too much. I've got various backup plans. So
good.
If I run over or something in the car park,
come on, don't be so morbid.
As I'm going to the taking away in the ambulance, I'll be handing you a CD, going the panel. Don't forget to record it for the podcast.
I don't know what I'd be using to record it on, but
you're not bringing your microphone with you. I'm bringing my microphone with me. So,
oh yeah.
Yes. Oh. And how else are we going to record it for the podcast?
And aren't we provided with mics?
Yes, but I have to get them to somehow go into my computer, and I'm not sure they're going to have enough leads, enough outputs to output straight into the computer.
I'll see what I can do, because...
You don't need to. I'm not saying... Oh. I'm just saying I'm bringing my microphone.
Had I kind of... I'll see. Anyway, that's boring talk. We're talking about prep for a panel. But this panel is going to be awesome.
Yes. So if you listen to our Christmas episode, imagine that, but live and with more of us.
And better. Well, on par. I wouldn't like to diss our own episodes. It would certainly be on par, maybe better. Because that was a damn good episode.
It'll be live and direct. Yeah, so we'll be doing a bunch of songs from the 70s, 80s, 90s... 2000s and 2010s, all along a certain theme, and come and check it out. We're going to get the audience involved.
And it's all live. If you think we edit our mistakes out, we don't. It'll just be a lot like this, but
we just
louder.
Occasionally edit appallingly slanderous things we say.
I'm pleased you worded it like that. I'm very, very pleased you worded it how you did there. But I am beyond hyped for that. I've been doing a bit prep here and there. Not that I've seen the clips. Obviously, they are totally new to me. I'm really looking forward to that. Really, really looking forward to it.
If you don't want to... Well, yeah. Because what else is against us? There's Bleach Movie 2. That's rubbish. I think I watched that in the middle of the night at the all-nighter 2 or 3 years ago. It was horrible. Mm. I had to get matchsticks to keep my eyes open. It's Agent of the East 1 and 2 is only the first 2 episodes. If you want to watch it, you can go and buy it at HMV at the moment for a ridiculously cheap price.
I did see that, actually.
City Under Siege, why are they showing a Police Academy film at an anime convention? No idea.
No, it's not. It can't be. It can't be. Oh.
I'm sure, no, it's not. Of course it's not. But there is a police... The irony is, the original idea I had for the Mad Extravaganza sort of logo this year, I was going to do, because it's Mad Extravaganza 6, I was going to actually do a version of the Police Academy 6 poster, which is City Under Siege. It's eerie coincidence. Oh, I'm prescient in the things I don't do. So what else is against us? Transformers, just a bunch of transforming cars and tape recorders.
Nobody likes cars.
Load of old nonsense. A Guide to Wigs. Most of you aren't bald.
You're going to say that. I knew.
So why do you need to find out about wigs?
Oh, God. That's pretty much true. The dealer's room. Who's going to be... Yeah, everything's going to be gone at that time.
You'll have bought all your stuff. You'll be knocked out of the Street Fighter tournament.
Oh, God, that's still on potentially at that time. Ugh. Eek. But no, I'm not even just saying this because I'm doing it. I am so hyped. And it is probably because I'm doing it. I'm so hyped. But I am hyped for this. I'm genuinely hyped. Dance Central?
No idea what that even is.
It is. It's the Kinect game, I presume. You know, it's a dancing game. It's not even DDR.
I know. Come on. You've got discos. Why do you need to go and dance in front of a television screen?
Especially at bloody 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Dance in front of real people. I bet it's only for people who live in such small flats they can't actually play at home. Which admittedly would also include me. But I'm in Alice in Armageddon.
All right, Brian's going to sneak out halfway
and
through.
If you want to dance, I would not be offended by you dancing during our panel. We are really playing music.
If somebody needs to dance, I may well join in.
And if they play their music too loud while we're doing our panel, we'll pump it right up. Drown them out.
We'll be hell on.
It'll be a sound clash.
But it's only an hour long, this panel, so, you know.
Theirs or us.
Ours.
Well, we've got an hour slot, but there's nothing after us. So.
Oh, we're going to run right over.
We can stretch our legs out.
We might even just interfere with the Geekton factor, which is coming later on.
Well, no, because I need to prepare for my next panel between.
That'd be okay.
Cosplay Masquerade. Get to that? I've stopped going to those.
No, it's really not my thing. Don't get us wrong, I appreciate cosplay, and I still think cosplayers are the kind of bread and butter of what makes me enjoy a con, makes me realise I'm at a con, so keep doing them, but I'm not going to come and watch you parade around like idiots. Games room still open at that point in time. Screenings. Ugh. Mad Extravaganza.
Yes, Mad Extravaganza is at 7 o'clock, 2 hours of the usual nonsense. A whole bunch of new videos, some old classics, some stuff that if you only go to Kitacons you won't have seen before. Yeah, it's going to be great. There's one video I've got, which I found, which I'm going to open with, which has amused me greatly for the past 3 weeks now. Oh. Every time I look at it, a huge smile comes across my face, and I go, yes, this is it. This is what we're going to do. It's going to be the best thing ever.
If this clip doesn't blow my mind, because I've been hearing about this on numerous episodes, pre and post recording, so I'm looking forward to it.
Last year at Icon, I think I did the best one I've ever done. So I'm kind of sticking to that format again this time.
Is there prizes this time, or am I going to...
No, there's no prizes. I've not won any comics that I did not want in the past year that I need to give away to strangers at a panel. So there'll be no... Yeah, I mean, my panels are so good that I don't have to give stuff away to get people to come to
them. Is it what is it this in relation to?
Other panels which do that.
Right, okay. Have you not got no podcast t-shirts lying around in a big box?
I've not paid them money. I'm not buying those.
I forgot to get one.
Yeah, I forgot. To get one as well, but I've got
plenty. I might make one. Get a white t-shirt and slap a brain on it.
No, I was going to make business cards, but the sites I was using were just driving me mad. It was like, great. Yeah, don't get me started on business card sites.
Okay.
So if you really don't want to see us, then you can go and watch this Geekton Factor.
I forgot what you were going to say, and I thought you were going to say, go and watch this geek stuff in the screen and it's like in the video rooms. That's what I thought you were going to say. But Geeks and Factor, I don't know, it's obviously I'm going to come along the Mad Extravaganza, but that's going to be a big event, Geeks and Factor. It's spanning over three rooms. And I don't know what they're going to do. I like the Krypton Factor, I don't like when they brought it back. So I don't know how this will go, but no. I will stay open-minded and not see it, unfortunately. And what's Akraru Photos? I presume that's a green screen guy doing photo shoots?
No idea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the only disappointment is I'm going to miss Big Tit Zombies. Because I'll be doing Mass Travagans. I think I might have something by the director of that.
I don't even see that anywhere. Oh, it's, yeah, I do.
I think I might have something by that director actually in Mad Extravaganza. I think I might have a music video.
And speaking of music videos, presuming, unless you want to talk more about Mad Extravaganza?
I'm trying to think what else I can say, because I don't want to give anything away about what's in it. So it's the usual nonsense. Anime music videos that people have made, mostly parody ones. There'll be some live action stuff in there as well by bands you've never heard of.
Also bands that are impossible to find their music. I've tried many times, but it's literally impossible.
Who else is there? There'll be some pro wrestling clips as per usual.
Good.
Trying to think what else is new in there that I can give any clues to. And I mean, I'm normally doing stuff right at the last minute because I always foolishly go and get some hot off the press clips parodying shows that nobody's seen yet. So last year there was a Mararu penguin drum clip, which was the reanimated to make it the Doraemon characters in it.
And I've seen people looking around as if to say, like
what, I don't know what this is referring.
I don't get it.
So there's a good chance that if there's any Polar Bear Cafe stuff or
brilliant
Space Brothers stuff already up, then that may be going in there.
Speaking of those shows, I think at the end of this we should quickly mention what we're enjoying the most, because I'm excited just thinking about it.
Well, actually, I can tell you what sort of... let me just find... You fill for a bit while I look at I can't tell people.
Oh, at this point, following the Mad Extravaganza by half an hour, there is one of the greatest animated movies of all time, Street Fighter 2. The animated movie, and Brian laughs, but I hold that very close to my chest. That film, very, very close to my chest. I did have it on VHS, but I lost it in a bush while playing outside as a child. No, it's true. We were playing. What's that game called? If any
videotapes in a bush.
No. That would be far too easy. You must have played Blocky. Oh well, no. I mean, Foxes and Hounds. Cops and Robbers. Basically two sides, and then you basically tag, just to dumb it down. And basically I said, oh, I don't want to play it because I've got this video and I'd rather drop it off at home. And a friend said, oh, don't worry, just put it in that bush. We'd been playing for about half an hour, come back, no video there. And my friend didn't steal it, so someone seen me stash it and went and stole it. That is a true story, honest to God, true story. But as great as that film is, AMV set, the anime music video set, two of my videos on the big screen, so you've got to go. There's a contest, and I'm hoping to win it, I'm going to be honest. You've got to be in it to win it, haven't you?
What's the prize?
Actually, I was very impressed. The Kitacon group on Facebook released a photograph of like a pedestal? No, not a pedestal. Basically, a little trophy made of glass, like a shard of glass. And these trophies are pretty damn good. I will be very proud if I win one. And I think we've got a Leon in the call.
Okie dokie.
Have we? I think so. We have to edit this little bit. Hello, Leon? Can you hear us? Can you hear us, Leon?
I can hear you.
Right, okey-dokey. We have special guest.
Actual genuine member of Kitacon staff.
I'll have a quick introduction off the top of my head. give us a minute.
It's Leon Everett.
I generally couldn't think of anything.
I know.
That's why I'm pleased you stepped in. Yeah. I don't know how you do it, Brian. But yes,
down beforehand. That's how we do it.
The anime good music job. Video set. Do you know much about the trophies, Leon? Or have you only seen the photographs as well?
When you say know much about them, do you mean the actual consistency and what they're made out of?
Yes, I want numbers for the
white,
whatever they are.
Weight,
yeah. Just generally how sharp they are, because carrying that top prize back in my suitcase is going to be tough. If I get searched and it's very sharp, I could get wrong up north.
Probably breaking your bag on the way home.
Oh, God, that's a scary thought. But, yeah, I'm jumping the gun here. I mightn't win it.
Who do you think your biggest
rival, are? Biggest my heel? I actually don't know. I don't know what the AMV scene is like in Britain at the moment, whether it's flourishing or dying on its feet. I don't know, but
here it's gone underground.
That would make sense, because people tend not to like AMVs much anymore.
Well, that's because I chased them off. There was none at Icon. I was the only music video related.
Oh, that's true, wasn't it? You took the title of the AMV guy, potentially.
Yes. I raised my hands in victory. And now you've gone and scuppered that by having two blooming AMV.
And I'm part of both. I am your heel. Right, so you were going to mention Mad Stravaganza.
Yeah, hold on. Until I then closed...
See what Leon jumps in and makes windows
everything.
Close.
Yeah.
Breaks windows.
What I do. Killing opportunities left, right and centre.
That is correct.
So, what games are at the games room, Leon? We've already
what game?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a surprise. I'll tell you what the tournament games are there.
Well, we know what they are. So that's boring. Can you at least, like, with it being an exclusive interview, could you at least tell us one gem? Is the One Piece Dynasty Warriors game going to be there?
The One Piece Dynasty Warrior game?
Yeah.
I can have it there, yeah.
Ooh, there we go.
Is that the one that came out fairly recently?
Yes, apparently someone on the forums said he would bring it.
Yeah, yeah, I can have it there. I'll have to make a deal with the devil, but I can have it there.
Depends how nice Brian is over the weekend. You can make that dream happen or you can take it away.
Sorry, Mad Stravaganza. Yeah, so the sort of things there'll be clips of is there'll be a Lupin the Third clip, Kamen Rider related clips, One Piece, Crayon Shin-chan, Mega Man, of course. I found yet another new Mega Man video to add to Mad Stravaganza.
I may know what that video is.
Quite possibly, yeah. Hunter x Hunter.
Ooh, I like
Squid Girl.
Ugh.
Tiger and Bunny. Get a Robo. Final Fantasy. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And Pokemon. Amongst others. There'll be some other stuff as well.
Good stuff. And to be honest, I don't know why I was... Obviously, Leon, you've seen Street Fighter 2, the animated movie.
What's that?
Well, I was pretty much pitching that better than the AMV set, which is on at the same time. So if that Street Fighter 2 animated movie room is full to the brim, I'm going to eat my breakfast in the morning.
Well, do any of your AMVs have Chun-Li's tits in?
I'm going to say yes, just because that's a...
That sounds like a lie.
Yeah, there's no 18-plus content. No 18-plus content in mine. Don't know about anyone else's, but...
You've just cleared the room.
Okay, the stuff I've had to leave out of my extravaganza, because remembering that there's 16-year-olds there.
You need to do an uncut one year. My extravaganza after dark.
Oh, yeah, I could definitely do that. I mean, there'll still be something which is treading a very fine line, a bit like the Danshoko Dino music video last year. But I think it's fine. It was a music video, so it must have been on TV. It'd be perfectly fine.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yes. It's not that... what they're called. That one where I picked the non-work safe one accidentally to put onto the clip for the Mad Stravaganza 2.
What year was Mad Stravaganza 2?
2007 or 8. I can't remember which one.
Ooh,
it was an Amicon. It was the one where it properly took off. It's the one with the infrared video.
Oh, honestly, it is a blur. Not because I, like...
If I was going to do an After Dark Mad Stravaganza, then that would be in it. So.
Good. I think you should do that next year, After Dark. Past your bedtime, past my bedtime. Just to big boys, just to adults in.
Oh, I could show you the hentai panel how it's done.
Yeah,
I'm sure you could. I'm sure you could. Is that all for Mad Stravaganza?
That's everything for Mad Stravaganza. Yeah, so just come along. It'd be better than Geeks and Facts or anything else you're doing at that time.
And you might as well just sit tight in that room.
Okay, here's the other thing is it's against, and I'm going to... It's better than Akira, so you know we're going to see Akira. For some geeks, in fact, I don't feel quite so bad. I'm also going to claim that I'm better than Akira. I'm better than Shigeroi Death Frenzy.
That's like saying you're bigger than Jesus.
Rin LaGrange. I'm better than the third and fourth episodes of Tiger and Bunny. better than Sengoku Basara, and I'm better than the first hour of Big Tit Zombies.
I mean, the tits don't come out till
you're not better than the second hour, luckily. So,
Well, I'm not on at the second hour, so I may go and watch that afterwards.
So,
you got lucky there.
But you may as well just stay tight, keep warm, get a cup of cocoa, and get ready for the AMV set. 1 hour after Mad Extravaganza. Set your clocks.
So, is this going to be people dancing to this as well, apparently?
Well, that's what I don't know, because presumably your room is going to have seats. Because
Maybe Leon has some inside information. He can tell us how this is working.
I do have inside information, but only on how the setups of the room will be.
Right.
And as far as I know with the A and B set, I'm sure it started off as being like a party set as well. Mm-hmm. But it's evolved since then. So I think, it's a big room that you're going to be in. It's a fairly decent sized room. So I think there'll be allowances. I mean, the room could look completely different from the Mad Extravaganza lineup, and I'm fairly sure it will. It's not an AMV showcase, basically.
Well, it's interesting you use the word evolved, because the way I see it is not to like diss the con at all, because I love Kitacon, but in fact, it's not even DisneyCon at all. There wasn't enough AMVs to manage to do a full party event, if that makes sense. So they didn't get enough submissions. That's the way I'm seeing it, which is a massive shame, because everyone loves AMV discos, don't they? Don't they?
Do they?
I think so. But yeah, I'm hoping this room's got some seats at the back, you know, if you just want to chill, watch, then like a mosh pit set up at the front next to the screen. That'd be pretty good.
It's like the Chicken Little of AMV discos. Chicken Little? No, it's not. No, Chicken Little's The Sky's Falling. Which is the chicken-related fable where
chicken
nobody wants to help bake the bread, but they all want to eat the bread.
How many chicken-based fables are there?
I suspect there's plenty. Isn't there there's that special fable indexing thing where you can classify various fables by specific indexes? Chicken, bake, bread, fable.
We're already on this.
Little red hen. There we go. Little red hen.
Is that with the fox? Is that where she gets chased by the fox in the barn or something? But there's a better fable set up than that.
I think you might be trying to think of a different one. Then we're just going to... Like, quick, start a new podcast. Discussing folk tales. Little Red Hen finds a grain of wheat, asks the other farmyard animals to plant it. No one wants to help. And then it goes on through the various stages of bread making. And then at the end, because no one's offered to help, she refuses to give them any of the bread.
Right. And not only has this show had train timetables and journey talk, it's now had fables.
Yeah, so it's the Little Red Hen of AMV discos, in that people like AMV discos, but they don't want to make the AMVs to be in them.
That makes sense, yeah. And it's a shame, because, it's just a shame. I'm not going to defend it. But after that, amidst the AMV set, is something Leon is organising, if I recall.
I've no idea what you're talking about.
Well, there's a thing in the games room, which is Leon's bag, so to speak, and it's called The Horror. The Horror.
Yeah, that's how it has to be pronounced as well.
Of course. Well, I can get that by the little comma amidst it. I gathered that they needed that kind of build-up. I'll go ahead, Leon. I'm not going to steal this thunder.
It might be running a bit later than that, though. So people who have their heart set on AMV set don't have to miss the beginning of The Horror, because it might be pushed back an hour or so.
Well, there'll not be that many people.
Well, you five guys out there, don't worry. Don't worry. I've got your back.
Good.
So basically, The Horror is basically... We're shutting down all the lights in the games room. It's just going to be one person playing a scary game on a projector, but we're going to change the people in and out, and it's... Not as official as that, but we will pull people up who want to have a go to play a scary game in front of their peers and show what wusses they are, while having an audience behind you who will be likely heckling. It's just a nice little chill-out event that will be good if you want an alternative to the parties or you just want to do something a bit different.
I'm a sucker for scary games. Even in a room full of people, I will be jumpy. But I've got a question. If someone dies while playing, the character, not the actual person, I know it's scary and stuff, but can they continue?
No, they get thrown out of the con. You actually lose red if you die.
Very good. I meant, can the next person to step up resume from, like, a save point or what have you?
There'll be, like, save points and saves.
Because I would like to think they had to start again, because I would consider purposely going up and dying.
No, we're not going to have it like that. There'll be auto-save on.
Good, good. Can you reveal what game it is?
I know exactly what game it's going to be, and I know what the possible backup game is going to be as well, but I will not reveal.
I know exactly what the game's going to be.
Rogue.
Sure. I'm not going to unleash it because I would feel it would be unfair, but I can't even think of a pun to sneak it in, but
you just say the title of it.
Lisa X in Mrs. Simpson. Oh, that's a good line from The Simpsons.
Is it the video game adaptation of the film Scary Movie?
Oh, please tell me that doesn't exist.
That's the backup game, Brian.
Oh, yeesh.
That would be brilliant.
So you're actually personally going to be in that room while this is ongoing?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I'm just checking. I don't know why it was such a big deal to know, but, you know.
No, it'll be a good laugh. I invite people to come. Bring a drink, chill out with your friends.
Drinks in the games room? This is a first. So after horror, hentai panel. Who's going to that? Who's going to stroon out of the horror and just stumble into the hentai panel? Anyone?
No.
Oh. I would consider it, but I think the hentai panel last year put me off. Because whoever was the sound guy, Jesus, he must have been having a bad day. Put it that way. Having a bad day because it was very weak. But I might put my head in.
It had a hard act to follow. The 2010 one was really, really good.
That's true. And I'm going to be really sad at this point because this is my last evening of the con.
I know.
It's the last evening of the con for me as well, and I will not be sad.
Oh, you never do the last evening, though.
That's because they didn't used to be last evenings. Last evening used to be Saturday.
No way. That's annoying. Back in the day, a con used to be just an afternoon event.
There have been ones where it was just an afternoon event.
That just sounds terrible. I'm sure it was good for those who just wanted to pop in and out.
No, it wasn't that great. It was the thing before... I suppose it started in the morning, went on to probably about 8, but... It was the thing before Amicon. It was Dungcon, I think.
Dung? Is it D-U-N-G?
No, D-U-N as in Duncan, because they were naming it after Duncan Law Green at the time.
Right.
It was Dung-con. The Leicester Anime, whatever they're called. Lanma,
yeah. Leicester Anime...
Something.
I was going to give it a go, but I can't. Association, maybe, at the end. And it certainly starts with Leicester, put it that way. So,
well done, Sherlock Holmes, putting that together.
And that's the end of that chapter. So, what are you doing? He is early bed? Are you all-nighter, Brian? Concerns your
life? Well, I might come and check out your AMV set and then check out the horror of the horror.
That would be very nice. That would be sweet.
I'll try to resist putting my feet up after my panel's finished, like I did last time, and then just falling asleep.
Because last con, I seen Brian once. I don't know, twice. Once for a brief chat where he handed me a handful of dodgy DVDs, and then actually in the panel that he was running. So
hope he stopped the panel to do that.
That was after the panel.
It was after. And they weren't dodgy.
While you were videoing, after you were videoing the...
Oh, yeah, which is on YouTube.
Spong Bros and his mates.
A Mad Stravaganza tribute, pretty much. Maybe not directly, but close enough.
Yeah, Sunday, there's a bunch of panels. I have no idea what they involve.
Presuming Leon's too busy running cons and stuff, he'll not be going to the Maid Cafe.
Want to go to that as well.
Who actually runs that? Like, do they have girls dressed up as maids, or is it...
Well, you know? Yeah, now, from what I've heard, it's actually a bunch of people, like a legit type outfit who run...
They hired some people in, kind of thing.
Well, I think they run like a couple of their own sort of maid cafe afternoons or nights or whatever around the country. That's what I'd had overheard. So I think that those will be the people running the maid cafe. So it'll be legit.
I bet that'd be pretty popular because I've never personally been to a maid cafe. Though I won't be going. But could be good. And Brian, were you counting money just now?
Yes, I was putting it into my pocket.
I heard this coins jingling. I thought he was maybe getting like a pound ready for the maid cafe. Set aside for a hot cup of joe.
I've been playing Inazuma 11 on the DS, and there is bizarrely one chapter involves a maid cafe.
So has that put you off, or...?
Well, I've no interest in them in the first place. It's very odd that they'd be happening at a convention. But obviously people keep on going to them for them to keep on happening.
Yeah. Like, what do you do? A maid brings you a coffee. Do you sit and stare at the maid or do you drink your coffee? I'm deadly serious. There's only like, I don't know.
Pull yourself under the table and start pouring yourself.
Innuendo central. But I just don't like 30 seconds of kind of direct contact with someone you're going to get as a maid, dressed as a maid. I don't get it. But no doubt they are very popular. So, you know.
Just shut up and enjoy it. That's the point.
Yeah, sit down, shut up, and get a coffee. But I think Leon should introduce this next one.
Yes, Little Apple Dolls. Oh. We're talking about my one.
It's 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
No, it's 12 midday.
I don't know. What are you introducing here?
I'm introducing Machinima and Beyond.
Yeah, I had my mouse, the pointer over the one. Convenient. Go ahead, sorry. Apologies. So if everyone turns up at 2 o'clock, hey, where's that bloody Machinima panel? I'm sorry, guys. Go on.
Basically, myself and Askew are going to be hosting...
That's me.
...videos made in video games.
And I think it's going to be a laugh.
It will be. I call it Machinima Man Beyond because I didn't want to just have Machinima stuff. So, you know, like Red versus Blue and all that. That's the type of thing with Machinima. But there's a lot of other sort of fan-made works done within like the video game world. So if it's just people like who have like filmed short movies set in the video game world, or like little like music videos and things like that have been made, I'm trying to include a wide variety of that, entertainment variety, and basically I'm going to play those. But to break it up a bit, there's going to be a bit of banter for myself and Askew and audience participation.
Are you going to be showing the clip that I'm sure I provided you and you never ended up showing?
What, wasn't that the Team Fortress one?
Pretty much Gary's mod as a whole, but yes. Are you going to be showing that?
Possibly.
Oh, well. It depends. That was a damn good clip that I provided, I thought. But no, that should be good.
Issue with that clip, I think it was quite long, wasn't it?
Probably. I think Brian would probably appreciate it more than you, Leon. Not to say you wouldn't appreciate it, but you know, it's maybe more of a mad extravaganza street than a...
Yeah, possibly, because like, I have to like be very mindful of not playing really long clips.
Yeah, because there's one Machinima clip I've had four-man extravaganza, which I've never played since probably about the second one. There's a bunch of Grand Theft Auto Golgo 13 ones.
Oh.
Which people have made, but they just do go on too long.
Oh. Well, if you need them edited down, I shall do.
You'll take a look and then give up saying it's too complicated.
Oh, come on. That's a long story. We don't want to hear it of my inability to do something that, Brian wanted.
To be fair, that does look rather hard to do.
It was difficult. Long story.
An added thing with Mission of Man Beyond, actually. When I ran the first one back at Kita 2010, it was partially influenced by Mad Extravaganza.
Oh, starstruck.
But, yeah, because that was at a time where I was getting bored of just going to cons and not doing anything during the day. So I thought, yeah, I want to do something productive and maybe, like, run a panel, whatever. And
Give back to the community.
Give back. And the way that I think it was the Aya 09 Mad Extravaganza, and I thought it's very good format, probably the way to go what I want to do, because I want to do a similar thing of showing videos. That sort of helped with the inspiration to do it.
Not to blow Brian's trumpet any further, but is Mad Extravaganza, your panel, the only one of its kind worldwide, within reason, US cons?
It's not even that. It's not. I mean, it's based on similar things. Well, the thing it is mainly influenced by is the old Through the Night video content that UK cons used to have.
Yes, I'm aware of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where the influence came for me to do it, so.
And
there's some overlap with other stuff, but yeah, that is where it's come from. So, but I mean, I know people keep on at the end of every Mad Extravaganza, I normally get somebody saying, "Can you give me all those clips?"
No,
because I'd like to do it at my anime club or something. And you know, my normal response is, "Well, if you go to my website, you can find my email address and email me your details." And they never actually want to go through that amount of work.
Email me the account number and the sort of code. You could probably sell those clips.
Send all the clips over with, like, a really, really non-transparent tag on them.
A watermark with, like, Brian's face across the entire screen. No audio as well.
If somebody wanted to do the same, it'd be perfectly... It wouldn't take too much to do.
You've
got nowhere to look. I mean, some of them you can't... They've been taken down from where I got them from, so they'll be harder to get. And some I've re-edited to make them work better in the process of the panel. Like the Giant Robo one. The Sengoku Basara Giant Robo one, where I switched out the Japanese Giant Robo intro to the dub version, which more people know.
What, you actually did that?
Yes.
Well, that part of it.
Yes,
or
I took that.
Tell your premise.
It was an AMV where it was Sengoku Basara cut to match the opening to Giant Robo.
Yeah, I remember that.
The original one has got the Japanese soundtrack. Whereas I figured, well, most people who are going to come to it are probably, at least people my age or sort of close to it, are going to more likely remember the 90s dub one where it's Allegiance and Death, Big Fire.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, I think, to do
that.
Yeah,
so I switched it out with the soundtrack from the dub.
Mm.
And I'm in the process of subtitling a clip. And if you went to the last one, you probably know which clip it was.
I don't actually.
But, I'm beginning to... this may be the first and last time I ever subtitle something for it.
How are you, like, managing the translation?
Well, it's already translated... It's a parody, it's a reanimation of something which already exists. So okay. I can find the translation already for the thing it is, and then just transfer it and the timings onto the clip. And I may also be doing a karaoke clip as well. I'll just see how much time I've got. That was a very late, last-minute idea, and it'd probably work without having to put the lyrics on to do the karaoke. But
As a request, I would like, if I remember the product correctly, I would like the Murphy's one. Is it? Was it Murphy's? It
is Murphy's. Is the wrong. Yeah, that's not been in for a while, so that's a good idea.
I do like that clip, and I remember just saying, I forget who it was, maybe Niall. I was like, "What the hell is that from? I want to see it." But apparently, it's for nothing. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's just an advert.
That was IRA 9 as well.
Was this?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I don't think I've put that in recently, so that's a good one to put back in.
I like that clip. So we've finished Machinima.
We have.
Yeah.
This is the first half of Anime Murder Mystery, which I'm very annoyed about because I would have loved to have gone to that.
Do you have any ideas of what some of these things actually are? Like escape room?
I do actually. Without much spoilers, I can tell you what they are. Name one and I'll tell you.
Escape the Room.
Okay, Escape the Room. I like the sound of that one. But I don't really tell you exactly what it is. It's
horse's mouth.
Well, no, it's to do with Professor Layton, another code. But I have no idea what you actually do. I was hoping it'd be more like that awesome YouTube thing recently, where like a guy's basically made a game but used like YouTube links on there, and the guy's like, "You're in a room, dark room. How'd you get out of the room?" And then it gives you like decisions. But yeah, this is nothing like that. No idea. You're just going to have to go. You're just going to have to wake up and go.
So this is to do with Layton?
Yes.
Maybe they've made a giant Nintendo DS with a giant stylus, and they're going to play the game for everyone.
Disgusting China. Is that about somebody who doesn't do their washing up?
That is our xenophobic panel, where we talk about the things that annoy us about the Chinese. No.
And it's only an hour long? Oh, that's a thigh slap on that one. And that is just a joke for those listening, I assure you. There's nothing bad about China.
But that one's based on food. So, you know, like, there's a lot of interesting delicacies in China.
Yes.
To do with, like, insects and stuff like that. That's what that panel's about.
Is someone from China actually running the panel, or is it just...
Yes, these are the ones, this is part of the branch of the ones done by Christine Nee, I believe, who's one of our guests at the con, who's handling all the panels to do with Chinese culture.
Interesting. Unfortunately, we'll be missing that, at least me and Leon, for sure.
I do believe there's a common tripart as well, are you?
Ooh, I would love to eat a scorpion tail. I will eat anything, but as one thing I would love to try a widgety grub. You know what they eat on, like, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here and stuff like that? I would love to try one of those.
Yeah, because you're weird.
I will eat anything. I will eat anything.
All right, give me another.
Anime Murder Mystery.
Anime Murder Mystery. I believe that is what it sounds like, actually. It's going to be an interactive, like, Cluedo-type thing. Probably sort of like how the cosplay chess was run at IA last year.
Which I enjoyed. I was shocked, but I enjoyed that panel. It was something that worked, and I can't pinpoint it, but it worked.
I'm assuming this will be scripted, people will have characters, and there'll be some sort of narrator... And I guess the audience has to try and figure out.
I am awesome at guessing stuff like this. Like, seriously, I am brilliant. Though I wouldn't shout it aloud because I don't like to ruin fun for others. So I've got one that I'd like to know where it is. What is Dealer's Room Open?
Let me go there. Let me find out what that is about.
I'm kidding.
Quite baffling.
I am kidding.
It's a tennis tournament.
Oh, wow. You've got an inside man, Brian.
I have, yeah.
Andrea, I guess.
They're emptying out the dealer's room and they're going to put in a tennis court and play the dealer's room open. It's all the dealers are going to be playing tennis against each other.
Oh, God.
I've got my money on Sheffield Space Centre.
I've seen some of those dealers. I don't think they'll be doing much. Tennis playing.
Would I lie to you? Is that what I think it is?
I think you would lie to us, definitely.
What's the name of that TV show with, what's his name?
Rob Brydon and Lee Mack. And...
Well, I'm thinking of another one, but yes.
You're thinking of the Tim Roth one.
Yeah, the Tim Roth one. They're just screening that.
But yes, Brian is correct. It's based on that.
Mm. That could be good, depending on who's doing it. Because if they haven't got anyone awesome doing it, it's going to be weak sauce.
Weak sauce. Only one way to find out.
Well, I'm busy in the MVA.
Go home early. and find out on the forums afterwards.
Worst panel ever.
I recorded this the first time we recorded this, but I don't know why. Why would you pick a panel to do a version of a panel show, which is on TV now, where you're going to instantly be compared to the real thing? I mean, at least the Geek Tune Factor have picked something which isn't on TV now.
Mm.
So they're not going to be... And the last time it was on TV, it was rubbish. So they've got a good chance of actually being better than the revived Krypton Factor. But unless they've had their names withdrawn, I'm assuming Rob Brydon, Lee Mack and David Mitchell aren't going to be at the comp.
Oh, you just ruined our surprise guest.
I'll tell you what, I'd be... I probably wouldn't walk out of the MVA and Chef to see those guys. Especially not that Lee Mack fella.
Don't you like Lee Mack?
He's tolerable. At least it's not him off 8 out of 10 Cats or whatever it's called. Him with the glasses. He's crap, I forget his name. He's crap. I don't know who's running it, but do you know who's running it, Leon? Anyone we know that will...
Running the...
Would I Lie to You panel?
I don't know the person. They're called Street Angel.
Well, I hope they're as exciting as the username.
Opposite them is AMV Iron Chef.
Oosh! I've just did a big fist pump. Yes.
That's back at the maid cafe.
Very good. Very, very good. Half two is the AMV Iron Chef. And that is, once again, like last year, myself and Luke Dan. We are going head to head in the Coliseum of video editing. And basically we've got an hour, is it an hour? Yeah. To do a video in front of the audience. We're going to have another presenter this time. The same presenter from last year will not be present, unfortunately. And we're just, you know, we're going to have a laugh. I've been getting clips ready this week and it's a bit of a bugger. So there's probably going to be a lot of preparation for this, and we don't really know how it's going to go. Like last time, it just happened. I don't know what people liked about it so much. And this is my own panel. I do not know what the appeal is.
You're pretty good at mapping clips to beats.
But
that's quite impressive. To see somebody do that.
They stayed for the banter. Yeah.
But I agree with that. I do try to entertain as much. And I appreciate that, Brian. Someone to say that's impressive. Yes, if you want to see me listen to a song and then put stuff to it in perfect timing without having to mess around, it just happens. It's like a magic act. Come along. And if you look, we may drag you up on stage and throw you onto the computer like last time.
Oh, yes.
This was just a spur of the moment because, I don't know, I was getting bored and I wanted to do something. So I did it. My panel, my rules.
So start practicing on Windows Movie Maker now.
Are you still planning to pull songs out of a hat then?
Yes, I actually made a thread, which if you go to the Ketacon forums, you can post a song for us to use. And as I said, admittedly, in the post, if the song that is crap or I really don't want to use it, it won't be in the hat. I will pretend it's in the hat, but it won't be. So you might as well give it a go anyway. You might as well. I might rig it so...
You don't want them too long either, do you?
Well,
I think that was the other thing you said on the post.
Yeah, I mean, face it, an hour to entertain a group of people, that's hard enough. To do a video, ooh, we're getting difficult here. So to do a long song in an hour, it's tough work. So, you know. Mm. But no, it's going to be a laugh. It's going to be all off the cuff. You know, that's how I like it. That's how I like it. Whew, I get excited with that.
And when that's finishing, go and watch Redline, if you haven't seen it already.
Mm.
I probably have seen Redline enough now. I don't need to see it again.
Well, is it starting to get worse? Are you starting to lose love?
Oh, no, but I have seen it in the cinema enough times that I probably don't need to see it in a group of people again.
Mm. Yeah, and at this point in time, I'm going to be saying, Leon, who is my roommate for the weekend, can I come up and get my case, please? Because I'm going home early. Ah.
Yeah, so at this point, only of us three, Leon will probably be the only person still at the con.
Yes.
So I've got work the next day, so I'm definitely not staying too late.
So if you're bored at this point in time, go and help Leon in the games room pack stuff away. I'm sure that'll be very appreciated.
That'll be 6 o'clock, yeah.
Oh, good. Because what is it really? My train's not till 7:30, so you might get a little bit of help from me.
So. Oh, you shouldn't have let that one out.
I know. Big mistake. Can we live edit that somehow? Yeah, go and help him out. I'm sure you would appreciate it. That's we haven't even mentioned the parties on the evenings. There's parties on the night times. Go along, listen to music, drink alcohol or soft drinks. That's perfectly acceptable.
I mean, the party schedules this year done by Phil last night and Shenny should be pretty good. They've mixed it up quite a lot.
Is Snap not doing this?
Yeah, Snap is, but those guys are the organisers of the whole weekend.
Apologies.
The Friday's the whole party at the end of the world, it's called, and that's going to be a mix of different stuff during the evening with, like, anime themes at one point and just, like, chart music at one point, then all the way to, like, K-pop and J-pop and just crazy party music towards the end of the evening.
Is that last night that's doing that one, or
that is a mix of people? That is
guest DJs,
Jenny, Chez, and Phil. Phil will be ending that evening.
Rumors have it Skrillex will be there, wobbing away.
Saturday out of Oblivion. That is going to be the party where we're going to have at one point DJ versus DJ.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds exciting.
It's a way to sort of redo the rock party. So trying to give the rock party a regenesis, trying to refresh it. So it should be good. And then later in the evening, you've got Snap, trusty Snap, who is playing what's known as convention core, which is hardcore music, but yeah, of geek themes, so like video games and anime, stuff like that. So the one he did at Iowa was pretty good, so should be picking up where he left off.
And yeah, I've listened to some of that stuff before that he's done on YouTube and stuff, and it's all right, actually, because I like that realization when it's kind of like, what the hell is this I'm listening to? Then you're like, oh, that's the theme, or that's the song from blah, blah, blah. I like that. It's pretty good.
And then Sunday, you've got the Road to Redemption Ball.
Ooh, that sounds exciting.
And basically, you've got your whole prom bit. So you're going to have Chibi, Lucy, singing.
Great voice.
Some violin by Massa, who you may have heard if you were at Aya and were at the steps. And then you've got that. This is Shenny's baby. He's going to be transition it from the prom into like classic sort of end of con party themes, the stuff that gets everybody singing along.
Even Charlie.
Oh yes, of course. This weekend is also Operation Get Charlie to come on the podcast.
Oh God, yes. That's screw drinking. I'm going to be staying as a sober judge. Putting down the hammer on Charlie, getting him on. Oh, if he came up for the live record, if he was just like, Guys, I'm coming up with you.
He's a music expert. I should
get him. He really is, and that is the thing. He will. We'll not have to talk. He'll just be tearing into music.
I want him on the Azumanga Daioh episode, though.
Yeah.
He's the best guy. He's the best guy for that.
Yeah. He could sit and talk about that on his own. I'm sure he likes that.
Well, if you have problems with your scary game, I have found an excellent scary game for you.
What, does it involve trying to convince Charlie to get on the show? There's links around. I don't know whether we should read it aloud.
Oh, it'll be on goodness,
that is so scary.
That's pretty scary. So scary it's got two R's in scary.
Oh, that's too scary, actually. This is a 16-plus con.
Yeah.
I don't think I could bring that.
Freddy Krueger would shed his shed skin to that game, I'm sure. Oh.
I've got to click off that link. I'm going to have a nightmare.
Better clear your browsing history as well.
Brilliant.
Taken care of. All done and dusted.
There's something I wanted to mention.
There's loads.
Yeah, there's loads of stuff we haven't mentioned.
Yeah, of course.
But if you want to avoid us, you should go to those things instead.
Yeah, definitely.
definitely avoid us.
I will be... Don't worry, it would make my weekend if someone I didn't know came up to me and said, I'll listen to the show. Honestly, I swear to God, that would make my weekend.
Did you guys mention the tournaments at all?
Yes, we did.
Oh, good.
Yep. I did not mention the Marvel vs. Capcom one. Smash Brothers one. It wasn't a case of because I'm not entering. It's more of a case because we were discussing things we'd be here for.
Cool.
And I'm not going to be here for Marvel. But there's Marvel, there's Street Fighter, there's Smash Brothers, there's Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Yeah. Might even be Soul Calibur 5. Last minute Soul Calibur 5 tournament as well.
Ooh. That would be interesting. I think that's KitaCon.
That's pretty everything covered that we're gonna. But I said there's loads of other stuff. So if you think we're a couple of idiots, ignore what we said and go watch something else instead.
Oh, there's lots of good stuff, but unfortunately we only have one body, and we can't be going to everything.
Well technically we have two. Yes.
Yeah. But...
Brian's tastes are a little suspect, aren't they? I'm just kidding. No, though I suppose we could win the last somehow. Well, quite easily, to be honest. Hmm. So, KitaCon this weekend. If you're listening to this past this weekend, well...
It's too late. You should listen to the episode where we talk about it in the future, which we haven't recorded yet. Hmm. But you should also listen to, hopefully, we're going to be recording the Amazon Armageddon panel. I'm putting it out as a podcast next week. Hmm. Touch wood.
Will it be an 18... Oh, will we be allowed to swear? Yeah,
yes, I think we can, because 16-year-olds have heard swear words before, Anthony. I don't know if you remember when you were a 16-year-old.
Tell you what, I had a silver tongue, and I still do. My language, my bad language is cut down to a minimum.
Well, that's because you're answering phones now.
Oh, I don't want to indulge of what I'm doing as a profession now. Not because I'm ashamed.
Conflict of interest.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. It's
this is a Windows-based show.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm a Linux guy. What you been watching, Brian? Do you want to quickly run through it?
I've been watching...
I want to hear Leon's impressions of what we like at the minute.
Polar Bear Cafe, which is one of the best things I've seen for ages.
I've seen you guys retweet about these shows.
Oh, it's...
Oh, it's great. It's about a polar bear who owns a cafe and hangs out with a penguin at the cafe. And there's also a panda who's trying to get a part-time job.
I can relate to that panda. honestly, if you...
And there's various other animals who hang out as well at the cafe.
And there's something about the way in which the polar bear is drawn, and he wears like a little... He wears something, I don't know what it is...
He wears an apron, when he's driving his car, he wears a flat cap.
It cracks me up every time, and I'm deadly serious. Oh,
Yeah, because the animals are drawn really realistically.
It's strange. It is strange, but it's good. It cracks me up.
And Space Brothers.
Yeah,
I've heard excellent. Loads of good stuff about that.
Yeah.
Have you seen number two, episode two yet?
I have seen episode two, yep.
Any good?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's not as great as the first episode, but it's still pretty good.
It's a pretty solid opening episode, in all fairness. Got me hooked, and that wasn't even on my list.
No, you kept telling me it sounded boring.
And it's, I don't know, it's, what was your description, anime for real people?
Anime for human beings, which may be a panel title next year. I've long been considering having a panel called How to Watch Anime, but I think I might go for Anime for Human Beings next time.
That works. What else?
What else have I been watching? Oh, Saint Seiya Omega, which is kind of okay if you like that sort of thing.
Didn't watch it. Wasn't on my list.
It's got some nice action animation. What else did I watch? I'm sure there's something else.
Lupin?
I've not seen Lupin yet.
Oh, have you not? Well, I have. Great first episode. Great visual style.
Full title?
Lupin the Third.
A woman called Fujiko
Mine.
Yeah.
That's the one. So, test putting us on the spot there, Leon. But I know, I didn't know what to expect. I knew it was going to be Lupin, but the visual style is just, it's its own. It feels like its own thing. Because apparently it's gone back to the Monkey Punch look.
It's kind of close to the really early chapters of the comic.
Mm. It's just, as I said in a tweet, it oozes artistic license. It's its own show, and it makes that pretty obvious, and it looks great. And it's hilarious as well. What else have I watched?
Oh, Rock Lee. That's the other thing I watched.
I started
Rock Lee and his Ninja Pals.
I started watching this.
Yeah, the problem is the first story, it's like two. It's as I thought it was going to be, like, it's a half hour, but it's split into two, same as the old Urasaitsura episodes were. And unfortunately, the first one isn't very good. The second one's pretty funny, though. Rock Lee does his own sexy no jutsu in the second half, which is pretty funny. And there's some other funny stuff in there as well.
See, I think I'm not going to like this now. I've kind of come to the conclusion because with Naruto, I don't particularly enjoy the humour too much. I prefer to just knuckle, at least where I'm up to now, I want the story. So it's going to be that kind of humour that I'm past. I'm done with that humour. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Zetman. I was hyped. I watched it. I kind of liked it. I liked it a lot. I thought about it, and I didn't like it as much. after I kind of sat down and thought, you know what? They've managed to cram so much into one episode. It's insane.
Oh, well, they haven't got many. They've got 12 episodes or something, haven't they?
Oh, I can totally understand that side
and
of it.
And also the early part of the comic, I think they want to try and get us to the bits where he's actually Zetman as quickly as possible.
Well, the way it's looking at the moment, that's going to be episode two. At least by the end of episode two, it's going to be...
I don't think the comic really picks up until it gets to the birthday party arc.
Well, I'm loving the manga. The early stuff's great. I was hooked. Until I bought it in French, and then I got put off slightly. What else have I watched? I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it for me as well. I've still got Zetman and Lupin to watch.
Yeah.
And all the stuff which hasn't started yet, like the...
Slope, Kids on the Slope, is that right?
It's on the Slope, and it's... and the other show which goes alongside that, about the sci-fi fishing show.
What, that goes... Side by side, in what way?
They're side by side on Japanese TV. They're like
right. And Leon, what have you been watching? And what are you excited to watch?
Game of Thrones.
I've actually not watched the second episode of that yet. Thanks for the reminder.
Ditto.
I've not watched the third episode yet of the first series.
Is there anything you're going to watch, Leon? Because I know fine well you've not watched anything yet.
No, but actually, all the recommendations that you've been feeding me over the last few days, I will endeavor to check them out, because I find I'm like more likely to jump on and latch on and stick with it while it's still on. And as long as you promise they're as short as they're meant to be, I'll be on board.
Well, I think this season, I think this season is more your cup of tea, Leon, than the past.
It does sound. Things like Space Brothers sounds really up my alley.
I'm very surprised with that one. That was a sneaker in. It snuck in that. It really did. I don't know how I've got so much energy. I've got in from work and I'm exhausted, but didn't even look at a single note for this. Probably you can tell.
So we'll join you next time on our folklore podcast, where we'll be talking about the ant and the grasshopper.
Ooh, Aesop's fables. Thanks for listening, I suppose.
Yeah, you find us in the usual places, dynamiteinthebrain.com, awesome_engine on the Twitter, and you can find us on Dynamite in the Brain on Facebook.
I'm on Twitter as normal, AntAskew, AntAskew. I'm on YouTube, just, find us. I can't be bothered to speak. I'm done. Leon.
Leon Everett, LeonEverett, on Twitter. And if you're at KetoCon this weekend, don't know if this is going to be out before then, I hope it is.
It will be,
pop by Game Central.
And help out.
No. That's the room that I'm running. So pop in, say hi, and play one of the multitude of different games that we've got set up. Have
fun. If you see us two, or well, us three, whatever the hell, say hello. I want someone to say, I listen to this podcast. And as I say, in fact, no, I'm not going to say I'll buy you a drink, because that's danger zone. That is danger zone. Whew. And it's Normageddon next week. Bang. Or unless you're there live and, well, this weekend. Bang.
Yeah. In an hour's time, if you listen to it an hour before the event starts.
That would be good. You see people wandering around with iPods during the con. Oh, wonder what they're listening to.
We should have recorded the podcast the entire length of the cons, and then we could provide an ongoing commentary on events which haven't actually happened yet.
Well, maybe next year. Brian would walk away with a fat lip, because it'd be people, I went to see Banzai Jump 2 and I liked it. Because Brian's very end. Well, he's not anti, but
no, I'm not anti the second one. I'm just anti the first one.
I think we should cut it short now. Well, I think we should end it before we hurt someone's feelings.
Your life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.